Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, class. Welcome to JAMS 380, Social Media and Online Audience Growth. My name is Jessica McBride. I'm your instructor. I'm using a very interesting internet radio platform to broadcast this. It's called blogtalkradio.com. The cool thing about it is you create a free account, and then you just call in literally using your telephone, and they give you a host calling number and a host PIN. You plug those in, and you're broadcasting live on the internet, and then it archives your audio at the end of it. If you're interested in exploring that technology more yourself, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. It's an internet platform that I've been using for years in online classes, but a lot of people use the platform to create talk radio shows, and it's great. It's democratization of the media, the ability to publish yourself without any cost and without any apparatus. So once again, you don't need a microphone, you don't need a studio, you don't need anything. You literally just use your telephone. So at any rate, of course, I just got a knock on the door from my 11-year-old daughter, even though I'm broadcasting live on the internet. So just show you the perils of sort of internet from home broadcasting, and now my dog's barking. Isn't that great? But anyways, I wanted to use this platform to briefly give an introduction to you of my online class, JAMS 380, and how it's going to work and what we're going to be doing this semester. It's going to be very exciting. So a few housekeeping notes, first of all. You are going to be using the Desire to Learn platform in order to basically do everything in this class. You should explore that right away. You're going to use D2L to get checklists of assignments that are due. You're going to use it to get all of the course readings. There's no textbook in this class. You're going to use it to get all of the assignment sheets under course content. You'll find them all there, you know, every week. You're going to turn all your assignments in, unless otherwise specified, to the Desire to Learn Dropbox. You're going to get your grades there, and you're going to take online quizzes through Desire to Learn. So we're going to use that for everything. Now, a quick word about how the class is structured. I'm a big believer that online classes really do need to retain flexibility, because I know a lot of people take them specifically for that reason. They're looking for flexibility, you know, in when you have to be online and things like that. And so I don't require you ever to be online at a specific time in this class. How I do structure the class, however, is it's broken down into two weekly deadlines. That's the main thing you have to remember. You're always going to have a deadline on Thursday at 11:59 p.m., and you're going to have a deadline on Sunday at 11:59 p.m. And every week, the top of the week on Monday, you're going to get like your new list of assignments. It's usually going to be readings, and then it's going to be assignment sheets. And that's going to be due Thursday. And then Thursday, you're going to get a new raft of assignments. Usually it's going to be readings again, sometimes including PowerPoints in the readings and assignment sheets, and that will be due on Sundays at 11:59 p.m. And so that's how it's broken down. This week, let me just give you sort of a brief overview of the first things due this week. You can go on to Desire to Learn and the news page, the home page. I have a checklist. I'm always going to put up a nice checklist for you, so you can just sort of go down it, check things off, try to work in order the checklist usually, and make sure you're not missing anything. So posted Monday, January 22nd. Well, that's really Sunday, right? But posted for Monday, January 23rd, assignments to be completed by Thursday, January 26th. Number one, you need to listen to Blog Talk Radio introduction and read through the syllabus. And you're listening to it now, so that's great. Then number two, and this is most important, do this first and make sure you do it. You need to read the fairly lengthy PowerPoint under course content, which is about professional Facebook usage. And it goes through the differences between professional and personal Facebook use, key terms, glossary terms that are used by professional social media managers. It goes through the technical how-to, how do you actually set up a professional Facebook page, and a lot of other things. Then there's a few readings. Now, sometimes in this class there's going to be short readings, but a lot of them, sometimes the readings are a bit longer. You may think there's a lot of readings in this class. Some of them are fairly supplemental. There may be times where there's a platform that you feel you already know how to use really well and you can kind of scan through them a little more. There's going to be other people in the class where it's a platform they don't know how to use at all, and they're going to want to pay closer attention to every single one of the readings. So you can kind of think of them in that way. They're a little bit supplemental unless otherwise specified that there's going to be a quiz based on them, etc. Partly because one challenge I have with this class is a lot of you, well, you have different levels of knowledge of social media. You know, there's some of you, for example, professional Facebook pages. We're going to go way beyond Facebook, but we start there. Some of you already run professional Facebook pages, and others don't even know what that is. So I need to provide you for every platform thorough and deep and sort of extensive knowledge about each platform with the recognition that the degree to which you dive into it may depend on how well you already know that platform. But I'm going to provide you the materials. And then there's a list of assignments. So due Thursday, you're going to create a Google account. If you don't already have one, there's an assignment sheet on that under course content. And then you're going to take a quiz on Desire to Learn. It's a timed quiz. You have 7 minutes to do it. I guess it's technically open book. What I want you to prove is that you read the PowerPoint on professional Facebook pages because the quiz is on that. And so that's sort of our first raft of assignments and readings and everything in this class. Now let me tell you something really, really exciting, kind of the big thing we're going to be doing this semester. You're going to be professional social media managers for a center at UW-Milwaukee called the Center for Aging and Translational Research. This is, it is what it just sounds like. It's a formal center at UWM, kind of like a department, but it's called a center. And historically, they hired interns from JAMS to run their social media pages. This was a really good internship because, you know, it allowed students to get professional social media management experience and to put that on their resumes. Well, I wanted a real-life client in this class because I don't want to just give you sort of theoretical stuff and abstract information. I want you to actually do it. So I worked out a situation with CATER, the Center for Aging and Translational Research, in which all of you will be running the professional Facebook and Twitter pages of CATER this semester. You're going to each do it for 1 week. But I have 35 of you, so you're going to be working on teams, although it can be pretty individualistic during your week because I know some of you, for all I know, might not be in town, so you don't ever have to meet face-to-face with your team members, but you're going to be working with other students during that specific week. And I'm going to give you really concrete guidance on what you have to do and what we want to see from you and how you do it before you ever have to do it. In fact, the first month of this class is very foundational. It's going to walk you step by step through how would you run the professional Facebook and Twitter pages for an organization, in this case, CATER. Like, how do you do that? Like, what's step one, what's step two, what's step three? And then how do you technically do it? The nuts and bolts part of it, like, how do you even navigate a professional Facebook page? How does it differ from a personal Facebook page and all of that? I think after the first month of this class, you're going to feel really well-versed in all of that, and you're going to really understand what you're doing before you actually do this stuff for CATER. Now, what's exciting about having a real client in this class is at the end of the semester, if you succeed in your week, we are going to allow you to put on your resume that you are a professional social media manager for the Center for Aging and Translational Research at UW-Milwaukee. And I think that's a really valuable output or outcome to have from this class, that in addition to the knowledge you accrue, you can prove to employers, you can prove to people that might hire you for internships and for jobs, that you have actual experience deploying these concepts that you're learning, you know, in the PowerPoint and in the readings and all of that. Now, one thing that's cool is we're going to use the Blog Talk Radio platform to talk to the CATER people. So you're going to learn about them. You're going to meet them virtually, right? Meet them through Blog Talk Radio. And you're even going to have the ability to call in and ask them questions on the internet. That's going to be pretty cool. And we're going to talk to them in depth about the mission for their site, what they're hoping, you know, you're going to accomplish this semester, you know, when you run their professional pages and all of that. So it's going to be really realistic, as if you're professional social media managers in this class and you've got this real-life client, which you actually, in fact, do have, And then we're going to go through the whole process of actually doing their social media. And then we're going to assess what you do. You're going to assess what you do. You're going to learn how to do the metrics and the back end part of professional social media management. You're going to learn more about that in the next few weeks. I think it's a really exciting opportunity. I worked on it basically all fall and was really excited that we were able to pull that together. It's a pretty unique collaboration between JAMS and the Center for Aging. Okay, so in the last 4 minutes here, I just wanted to give you sort of a brief philosophical overview of the class and how I see it, you know, what the mission of it is, what I'm trying to accomplish here. I am trying to turn you into professional social media managers, basically, to position you for jobs and internships. Now, some universities that offer social media classes, they're more theoretical, right? They're studying academic research about social media communication, its history, how it organizes communities, its effect on society, things like that. We're going to do some of that. I think it's very important. It makes you better thinkers and thus better social media managers. But the core of this class will be focused on doing. It's going to teach you how to actually be a social media manager in a practical sense. So if you got an internship or job in such a field, you would understand what specifically you're doing. Sorry about the background, the dog and all that. So I'm doing an online class here with a lot of background noise, but that's the way it goes. So in the final 3 minutes here, let me continue by saying, my philosophy here is, again, to have a professional
under her blanket.
My thought's sticking out and I grabbed it.
Their daughter was a runaway.
I am frantic because I didn't know how to find her.
They called police. They searched. And then a jogger found a red shoe and a pool of blood.
Here they are, three people at the door.
I just started sobbing.
They found her daughter, but not the boy she was with. It was as if it never existed.
We couldn't find anything about LJ.
Months went by. Still no trace of LJ. And then a rookie took the case.
How'd you feel about it that this was now going to be your case?
I didn't know if I was capable of doing this. I cried for 2 hours.
A teen found dead.
We still don't have an answer.
A mysterious missing suspect.
He said that LJ had killed some before.
And hers to solve.
I get the feeling, Jack, you're learning how to
as for Zach Blatcher, is a determined woman.
Did someone ever say you can't save them all?
My mother is probably the one that was saved and still says that. But yeah, I heard that a lot.
She rarely listened, though. The desire to do good, to save a child, was too strong. Though sometimes, in the quiet hours, she wondered if she did the right thing.
If I wouldn't have picked that house, if I would have not taken a shower, if I would have done something else, she wouldn't have been in that situation.
Of course, no one could have known then that it would end up like this.
And if I police department, I need to report a runaway. My daughter is missing.
Her daughter was any great.
And I'm going to have to create an entirely new account.
Right.
Can we do this? I was broadcasting the last one's the internet time. You were screaming at me.
So what?
It's embarrassing, and I'm wasting my time. I have to go do it all over again.
So what?
You couldn't have seen I was on the phone?
No.
Really? You didn't say I was on the phone?
No.
Really? Wait, what? You walked in?
Yeah.
I was talking. Who just ended up talking to?
I don't know.
Okay, Matt, please don't talk while I do this, okay? Thanks. Let me do this. It may know my URL. Damn it.
can't create my thing. I can't do it. Great, I can't do this. It knows that it's me, and it won't let me because I can only do one show a night. That's just great.